Hello, everybody. Welcome to our final week in Final Coaches Shows here on KMZN 2.1. I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside here Onega Buffaloes girls head coach Craig Boswell. First off, congratulations. First sub-state win in quite a long time here for this girls program. Onega winning 56-43 over Royal Vista. We have a couple games to talk about, but real quick, again, let's talk about that Hanover game, then Valley Heights, and then you can tell me about that sub-state win over Royal Vista. So Hanover, a loss of 66-43, and then over Valley Heights, losing 71-30, and then in that Valley Heights game, Ringel 8 points, Campbell 4, Force 5, DeChant, she had 6, and that Hanover game as well, you led in that first quarter, 20-18, just unfortunately not able to kind of hold with them for the remaining three quarters there, but what can you tell me about those two games before we talk about that big sub-state win?
Yeah, you know, Hanover, you know, I thought we played really well that first quarter. Our girls came out, played fast, played with some confidence, and you know, I was really proud how they played that first quarter. You know, we took great shots, and it just kind of shows the level that we could play, you know, if we are playing with confidence. But Hanover, you know, they're just athletic. They have great players. You know, they were coached well, and they just kind of were just the better team that night, and we just couldn't keep up. But overall, like I said, I was proud of how we came out, and that was a step moving forward. Unfortunately, against Valley Heights, you know, they just came out with a different mentality. They were more physical, tougher, faster, and we just couldn't really keep up. And mentally, I don't think we were there. You know, and that's on me. I got to make sure our girls bounce back after a game before, or a night before, excuse me. But yeah, overall, you know, they're coached well, the Brockstrom, and I just think, you know, Valley Heights is a very athletic team too.
Well, here, let's talk about that big win over Royal Vista, 56-43. Again, it's been a while here in the program since the Onega girls have even won a first round sub-state game here. They do it. Abby Ringel with 14 points, Delaney Figge, who finished with 10 points, 13 rebounds, Jaden Haskins, 17 points in the game, Campbell with 9 points and 8 rebounds. Great game from all your players. So tell me about that great game against Royal Vista, and then transition over to talking about your next big opponent. And by big, well, they're the number 2 team in the Class 1A Division 1. It's the Centralia Panthers. So again, tell me about Royal Vista, and then transition over to that game upcoming here on Saturday against Centralia.
Yeah, you know, I think against Royal Vista, you know, the girls kind of a little chip on their shoulder. You know, we didn't perform the last couple games, and they came out and they set the tone pretty early. You know, we were physical, we were aggressive, we were taking it to the rim, which is something that I would love to see against Centralia. And like I said, it was a good physical game for us. We like to play that kind of style of ball. We had our best offensive rebounding of the year, and it just showed with Ringel and Figge kind of dominating that paint. You know, they each had a double-double. So I was really pleased to see that because obviously we're going to be going up against some bigs, against Centralia. So I'm hoping that will kind of carry the momentum, and I'm hoping this win will kind of carry over. You know, Centralia is just, they're a great team. They're coached well. They're fast. They're physical. They got tremendous ball players, and they got Owen Dieters. It's just kind of one of those games where we're given an opportunity to kind of shock the world, and I think the girls understand that. We will have to play a perfect game in order to beat Centralia, and everybody's going to have to be in sync, and you know, everyone's going to have to be at their 100% and play great team ball.
Real quick, since this is our final time here talking on the locker room chats on KMZA, what's your thoughts of the season as a whole? You finished the regular season 7-12, 2-9 in the league. So again, what can you tell me about this season overall?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy where we were. We let a couple games go that might have put us up maybe close to being 500 for the season, and that was kind of our goal at the beginning of the year, is to hit that 500 mark, because it's been a long time for the program to be 500 plus on the year. But ultimately, you know, we had some younger girls in that sophomore class, and even the junior class, there's some girls that stepped up that I'm really excited about. So overall, it was a good year, solid year. Like I said, we got that first postseason win. It just helps momentum for a program, and we're just kind of excited to get this next one.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Again, this is our final locker room chat here with head coach of the Onega Buffaloes girls team, Craig Boswell. Coach, thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
This locker room chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust.